Good morning once again to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host today. And our co-host, Mr. Tony Bush, is on the road again. But filling in for Tony, I have another one of our mentors, John Burns. John, very glad to have you with us.
Good morning.
Glad to be here. John, you've been with SCORE for a while. Can you just tell us a little quickly about yourself?
I've been with SCORE a little over 3 years, and I'm retired, even though most of the time it doesn't quite seem like that. And I was in business, like I said, for about 35 years, and I work for everything from Fortune 500 companies through family-owned companies. And finally, I own my own business, and that's how I finish my career. Currently, I volunteer with SCORE as a business mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I work with budding entrepreneurs and current small business owners in planning, organization, marketing, and strategic planning to get their business either on the ground, off the ground, or to take a new direction.
Okay, well, John, we're very, very happy to have you with SCORE and have you with us today. We are going to be talking about entrepreneurship today. We have a special guest in the studio, Mr. Mark Burwell. Mark is a longtime friend of SCORE's, and he is an author as well as a mentor and been involved with business for many years. And we're going to be talking about the new entrepreneurial mindset and ecosystem, also talking a little bit about Mark's new book that he's written. So we'll be getting to that in just a moment. However, first, I'd just like to take a few minutes, just as we always do, to tell you a little bit about SCORE and some of the things that are going on here in the Valley. As you know, the SCORE chapter here has a little over, right now, I think we're up to 46 members. We have mentors in every area of business and entrepreneurship that you can think of. So if you're looking to start a business, have been in business, or need some help with some of the things that you're doing, the SCORE mentors are here available to help you. And the nicest part about it is that we're free. So the mentoring program that we have is free of charge. We cover an 8-county area. I now have about 5 or 6 mentors down in the Fond du Lac branch. We have another 12 to 15 mentors in Oshkosh to take care of that area. So we're there to help you if you're looking for help in either starting or help with working with your business. Go out to our website, which is foxcities.score.org, and register. All you have to do is just click on the request for mentoring, and we can have someone in contact with you in just a day or two and get you started. The other thing that SCORE does is we also offer seminars and programs. We have our new Simple Steps program, which is going to be coming up starting in January. Simple Steps is a 5-step program. We have 5 classes, a total of around 15 to 16 hours on what it takes to start a business, what it takes to be an entrepreneur today. The first session is going to be on January the 14th, and that'll be at 8 o'clock. That session is going to be at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. The session will include coffee and little snacks in the morning, plus lunch for a $25 fee, and we will be covering the basics on getting started in business. Then we will move on. The next 4 weeks will be in the evening at the SCORE office, which is in the Fox Cities Chamber building at 125 North Superior Street. Those 4 classes will cover the things that you need to have as far as getting yourself started in entrepreneurship, or basics again on the first session. The next session will be covering marketing, and we'll be talking again about a lot of the basic ideas of marketing, but also we have a special speaker coming in talking about how to use the tools of social media and so on to help you advance your business. The 4th session is going to be on the financial documents, things that you have to have, including cash flow, profit and loss, asset and liability statements, how to develop them for your business, and also what they really mean so you can understand how to use them and to develop them as important tools to help you gauge your success and determine how well you're doing. The last session will be in February on the 11th, and that particular session is on where do I find the money, which is what everybody is looking at these days, is how do I find the money I need to get my business going. So those will be the sessions that we have. As I said, they start on the 14th. That will be at 8 o'clock in the morning and run until noon at the Copper Rock. Then on the 21st, 28th, and then February 4th and 11th, those sessions will be in the evening, running from 6 to 9 at the Fox City's Chamber office. Each one of the sessions is $25 each. And again, you can go out to the scorefoxcities.org website and go out to the link that says Chapter Events and Local Programs. Click on that, and you will be right there, and you can register for any one or for all five programs at the same time. So again, check that out. We'll be starting that program in January. The other thing I want to just take a minute to do is to recognize the sponsors that we have on our program, without whose help, of course, we wouldn't be here. We'd like to say thank you to those of our sponsors who've been with us for quite a few years, including Albertson Hailing CPAs for your business needs as far as accounting is concerned. Epiphany Law, which is the boutique law firm here in the Valley when it comes to business needs, getting your business started, documents and so on that you need. When it comes to business, Epiphany Law has the all of the areas covered very well for you. We also work with Fox Communities Credit Union. They help a lot with the various types of lending and funding for small businesses. A new sponsor we have, too, is Bank First National. They are a bank here, originally out of the Manitowoc area, but they are here in the Valley, and again, working with small businesses to help you find the money that you need. Also, a thank you to eBiz Results, who are helped us with our website and website design. And finally, a thank you to the Business News. Business News covers a large area of the New North area, providing business news information as far as what's going on in business throughout the area. It's published every 2 weeks, and for a $20 subscription fee, it is probably one of the best sources of news and information you can find as far as what's new and what's happening with business. So that brings us up to date at this point. As I said, I'm going to take a quick break right now, come back, and we'll be talking to Mark Bruel about his new book and about some of the things as far as entrepreneurship is concerned. So this is Randy Melzer with the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
And good morning again. My name is Randy Melzer. Welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My guest host today is John Burns, one of our mentors from SCORE. And our guest today is Mr. Mark Bruel. As I said, Mark is an author, mentor, been involved with entrepreneurship for many years. And as an author, Mark has just completed a new book. It's called The Evolutionary Entrepreneur. We're going to have a couple copies of that available. So for the first caller who calls in, we will take your name and address and so on and see that you get a copy of Mark's new book. So a reminder, if you have any questions about entrepreneurship, want to ask some of Mark or the rest of us, give us a call here at the radio studio at 281-1150 in Appleton or the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. So that's 281-1150 or 1-866-887-1150 with your questions, and the first caller will receive a copy of Mark's book. So with that, I would like to kind of turn to Mark. Mr. Mark Bruel, known you for quite a while. Could you tell us a little bit about your background with entrepreneurship and working here in the Valley?
Well, I think after many years being a statewide entrepreneur, it was a privilege to kind of get in a helping mode, especially after being a lecturer and an adjunct. So the Urban Hope eHub program is still going strong, but I had an opportunity to look at that, evolve it, needed more diversity, I think, in training, and teamed up with the Fox Valley Technical College Venture Center with Amy Peach, and we've put together some great programs with business modeling, marketing made lean, and so now pretty much serve kind of as a, what we call a mentor in residence and outreach in the New North region. I had an opportunity to work, for example, this past few months with the Waupaca region, and you can see how the different steps can evolve in entrepreneurship through some of the events that we've had.
Okay, some of the people that you've worked with are fairly well known in the Green Bay Area and Fox Cities when you were working with the Urban Hope Group and so on. One of the Packer players, I think, was involved with that.
Well, I think that's what was a highlight for myself after being an entrepreneur for a number of years. Reggie White and some of the city fathers in Green Bay wanted to put together a special program and entrepreneurship. And again, being an adjunct instructor at some of the colleges gave me the opportunity to still take some of that and expand it a little bit more, and some of that has evolved into Ohio and to other states as well, and Rock County. So the model is well put together, and like I said, teaming that together now with community colleges, and we look at that as more as almost like having a dream team. So we have a great nonprofit who is taking advantage of some of the things at the community college. And now, actually, the Venture Center is now really looked at as a national recognized for entrepreneurship as well.
Okay. Well, your background has been quite extensive. I know we've worked together on a lot of different things. Right now, I do have a caller on the line. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you have a question for Mark or for myself?
Yeah. I am an engineer by trade, and I have gotten across a couple opportunities to do some consulting work on the side. So I'm looking at forming an LLC, and it looks like the general process is pretty straightforward. I guess my question is twofold. Number one, should I or do I need to go to a lawyer and have that set up through a lawyer? And if not, how do I search for whether or not a business name has been already granted or has already been incorporated, or I'm not sure what the term would be, but if it's already in use.
Okay, well, Mark, there's a lot of answers to that one. Do you want to take part of that and go ahead?
I want to take the back end probably, because, Rand, you can probably take the legal part. It's
okay.
Pretty easy. But
yeah,
one of the things to keep in mind before you think of the legal part of it over the years, and this is something that's very important as you evolve, is not necessarily the legal issue of it as much as the domain. In other words, your name, do a search, find out, because a lot of people will find that, yes, they have a great name, nobody else is using it, but once they put it on the web, they're in trouble because it's not connecting, there's not a lot of relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at your name in two ways now, not just the legal end of it, but also kind of the marketing end of it.
Right. And to do that, one of the easiest ways, of course, is just to go out on Google and do a search of that. You can also search through the state of Wisconsin, and you can also search through Patent Office, a U.S. Patent Office, to, again, check for names that have been used in those areas. So that would give you a head start on that. I got a question for you.
Other than the Google search, which, I mean, is pretty straightforward, how do I search through a Wisconsin website through the government of, you know, state of Wisconsin? And how would I know whether or not there's and that would be statewide.
Yep.
And when you get into the domain names and all that, that would be nationwide or probably international at that point.
Right. Like I said, best way to start Googling. Another way is to go for the national information would be to go out to the office of the U.S. Patent Office for the national stuff. And, yeah, the state of Wisconsin website will give you the targets to go to as far as getting your own area. John, you have an answer there?
Yeah, that website for Wisconsin is wisconsin.gov.
Okay.
And on that website, you can do things like find out about your EIN number that you would need, employer identification number, and also there's information on forming an LLC, and part of that whole thing in that process is the name, because you can't form it unless if the name's already been used. So
There's search information on that website that'll help you along, and I encourage people to use it as a resource to search out some of that things. In other words, you don't have to complete it, but you can get the information that you need from it.
Okay, and then, Bill, on your first point there, forming the LLC and do I need an attorney, are you going to be in business all by yourself or do you have other people involved?
At this point, it's just myself.
Okay. Either way, I would suggest you do this. Number one, yeah, forming an LLC is fairly easy, but to be very honest with you, all that's doing is setting up a protective position for yourself. It is not a business structure. Therefore, you need to look at yourself. You will be either, in this particular case, you'll be a sole proprietorship, and you'll need to work under those guidelines. Secondly, if you do have anyone else involved, the most important documentation you need is going to be your operating agreements or operating plan, and those you do need an attorney. That's where he comes in. So I would never recommend going ahead and just taking off on your own. Get your plan together, get your ideas together, but then sit down with the attorney and have him put it down on paper, because the truth of the matter is you kind of have to plan for what will happen someday. It will happen, and you have to be prepared for it.
Now, when you talk about having somebody else involved, that means another operating officer of the LLC, right?
Correct. That would, then you're into what's called a partnership. That can be
right now. What I'm looking at is a sole proprietorship, but potentially paying employees.
Okay. As soon as you have paid employees and so on, again, you definitely need operating agreement so that you have an understanding of where you are and what your business plan is all about.
Okay.
All righty.
And general cost idea of, you know, is this going to be something that can be set down and done in an hour? Is this going to be a prolonged exposure with a lawyer? I mean, what kind of
The way you want to really look at this is think of an LLC as when you establish that you're not running naked anymore, but at the same time, it's a way for you to use it as like molding clay. Mm-hmm. In other words, your operating agreement, to answer your question, may be more sophisticated. It's going to cost you more with the attorney. If it's very simple, less. So it's how much you want to put into that. It's not necessarily bylaws, but it's an operating agreement. So, but you can change that more often with an LLC. It's kind of a hybrid of a regular C-Corp or S-Corp.
Yeah. Yeah, and Bill, what I would tell you to do is, like any other situation, if you know you're going to be employing this attorney, so the best thing to do is to interview that person, find out what their charges are. Some attorneys charge a flat fee for a setup, putting everything together, including the LLC. Other attorneys charge by the hour. It is best, I mean, you wouldn't hire somebody without interviewing them and going over their resume, seeing that you have a fit. Well, it's the same thing when you're hiring your attorney. So sit down, find out what they do and whether or not it's a good fit for you.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Those are some of the things you'll learn through some of the SCORE workshops as well as some of the other workshops at the college as well.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill. We're going to move on a little bit at this point in time. I think what we need to do is take a quick break. We will be back talking with Mark Burwell about his new book and also about the ecosystem and the new mindset for entrepreneurship. So with that, we'll be back in just a minute or two. You're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, here we go again with a few dollars more. Hopefully some of the things we're going to talk about today will help you as an entrepreneur increase your situation of earning a few dollars more. So today we have with us, again, Mr. Mark Burwell. Mark has had a great deal of experience in the area. He's the national director of the eHub and the entrepreneur outreach for the Fox Valley Technical College and the Venture Center. Also, as I said, he is a author, a new book that he had. Mark, you've also been involved with some programs just recently, the Global Entrepreneurship Week. You want to tell us a little bit about what that was all about?
Yes, I think the Venture Center has some great had some great vision during the Global Entrepreneurship Week to put some programs together. And during that week, First of all, there was a job fair for small businesses. Really hasn't been anything like that in the region or even in the state where it's just related to small businesses. On the Wednesday of that week, we had what we call a business model showcase. A lot of the business modeling classes, people from the market made lean business models, had a showcase and a competition, like a business plan competition, but with business modeling. And then lastly, on Friday of that week, we had a tour. That's the WPACA initiative I was earlier talking about. And the nice thing about that, some great leadership attended that tour to see about the rural arising with entrepreneurship. Dr. May from the college, Senator Johnson's team, Reed Ribble's mm-hmm. office, Rebecca Clayfish was there to address the rural initiative as well. So we had six different businesses, from woodworking to Main Street programs, and it was exciting to see that during that week.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were just talking about some of the changes that are occurring out in that landscape that we call the entrepreneurship world, and some of the things that are happening in that area. One of the terms you just used, I'm very used to working with business plans. You just used the term a business model, and in the same sentence used the word lean, which are concepts that entrepreneurs don't usually talk about. Can you kind of address those for us and let us know how is that changing the world of entrepreneurship today?
Well, I think we are a society of change, and I think it's accelerating, and it's not going to really slow down. So when we think of marketing and technology, this change takes us really sometimes out of our comfort zone, especially the baby boomers. And I know that I've had to make some changes myself, and even how things happen as a service provider, let alone even as an entrepreneur. And I know that's this resiliency that we need needs to go into beyond just the business plan. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about second stage, I like to use the word parenting your business stage, and that is really learning how to take something that's more visual, and the business model design is really visual. It helps build that, and to take that into the next level, which is the marketing, that's the new frontier we really need to look at. We really need to nano target our audiences. Mm. And when you nano target that, what's the most important thing you need to do? And that's build your value proposition.
Okay.
So the pitch that you're really trying to do, as if in a business plan, whether it's your mission and your vision, now you're learning new things, such things as that are taught, the customer manifesto. What really is that? What is the position statement? These are kind mm-hmm. of hybrids of what needs and what's evolving. It's not just about social media. I think when people think of new lean marketing, they think of social media. No, not at all. It's
right.
That's just one of the aspects that needs to be looked at. You really need to look at your customer segments, what channels.
When we're talking to people about social media, we talk about it as simply a tool to be part of your program, not your program. So to be able to put it in the proper perspective that you have to have. And you mentioned a number of different things in there as far as putting together your position statement, all of that type of thing. How do you go about doing something like that?
Well, I think as far as taking a business modeling class, I think that the lean part of it, think of as a lean manufacturing. It's really, instead of the four P's of marketing we've learned over the years, we call it the four C's, and that has a lot to do with co-creation. There's a lot of co-creation going on, how to leverage yourself. There's new customized values that you really have to look at, as well as choice and convenience. I think a big thing is communicating. A lot of people really are not necessarily communicating with their communities. When I say communities, it doesn't necessarily mean just a geographic community. It can be within the cluster that you're working with to make the pie bigger.
Okay. So there's a lot of changes in thinking going on as far as how you relate to this. You used the word there. When you're talking about the co-creation, does that mean that you're working with what other organizations, groups, and structures in your business? Or are you talking? How do you define that?
That's a good question, Randy. Because I think the new north, as we say in our region, has always been kind of thought of as we're structured into kind of siloing ourselves. And to make that pie bigger, we need to work more in that ecosystem and pulling in more collaborative partnerships. And some of those collaborative partnerships are even, we don't want to say competition, but co-opetition.
Okay.
And with that, you can leverage businesses. I think sometimes we tend to say, nope, we're not going to have that person in our network group.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work with, and I see a lot of our leader groups, they work together because they look at best practices. And the best practices is where you have the good creative class coming out. Mm-hmm. They love to work with each other, and they love to share things. I think the baby boomers are a little harder to work with. They need to evolve a little bit more. But what they're finding out, and this is something I know that SCORE is working with,
right,
is the encore part of that.
Okay, yeah.
What would you say is the best way for a budding entrepreneur to be able to, you know, you're talking about some fairly high-tech concepts, and I guess I'm, you know, we're working constantly with people that are just starting. They may be a technician of some kind. They may have invented something. But how do they start? How do they get into that, you know, into your stream of consciousness, so to speak, on knowing that stuff?
Well, when you talk of something as simple as co-creation, let's use a good example of the beauty salon, which is a Main Street business. And they have, let's say they're putting out in their front desk there a giveaway for a free perm or something. Does that make sense to have them do their own, or would it make more sense to go down the street and work with maybe another related business? Maybe it's a different boutique of some type,
mm-hmm,
and have them have their business cards thrown into there and to leverage each other. So what they're doing is they're working, and that's a kind of a co-creation. That's really using two different mindsets. I have one, for example, in King, Wisconsin, where one of the coffee shops is actually working with somebody who does another type of business with fitness and that, and they're putting the cup holder, the thing that makes, you know, from getting too hot in your hand, that little slip, that is a business card now, and it slides on.
Sure.
So they're working together as a co-creation.
Sure.
And the same holds true with even our entrepreneur centers. We tend to have put things together and use a co-creation on things that work the best. And because of that, you're putting more mindsets together as well. So the changing mindset is happening along with that.
So we're no longer the lone ranger out there, the lone gunslinger. You have to now kind of realize that you're part of, as you said, an ecosystem of business. Is that what I'm understanding? Is that it's more than just you out there, and to make it work, you need to be able to understand how to work with other people to grow your business.
Well, you need to prioritize, but what I like to say, and this is something that people should take notes on, is you need to become an entrepreneur of influence. And to be an entrepreneur of influence, it's not just being the lowest priced. It's not necessarily even, a lot of people say, taking a position of leadership. It's really how are you going to be influence in the community that you're working with.
Okay.
And that's something that I think more and more people are realizing. How do I do that? And a lot of that is by marketing lean. It's mm-hmm. nanoteching who your customer segment is. But the most important thing is, what is your gift? What are you giving? What is your value proposition?
Okay.
And I think that a lot of people are learning more about how to drive that into the revenue stream, as well as the second part, or the second side, or the backstage, we'll say, of a business model. And that is really, who are the partners, who are the resources,
okay,
and what are those activities to drive it? Those do include some costs or investment involved with that, but that's really what the whole communications process is to put that together.
Okay. Well, now, you know, John and I have worked with a lot of entrepreneurs by definition. We're seeing something that's happening today, and that is that person's changing. There's some differences in the way the entrepreneur approaches the idea and who they really are. Now, you mentioned encores. Can you kind of fill us in what you mean by an encore entrepreneur?
Well, we're seeing what we're seeing in, and I'm sure that it's happening with a lot of the different entrepreneurial centers, and this is the changing ecosystem we're talking about, is that less of people that are in their 40s starting businesses, in other words, less startup businesses, and more people that have had kind of a dormant business, or maybe it's people who are retiring or semi-retiring, or people, you hear about people who are discouraged and don't want to go back into the job market. Well, what's happening is they're having a chance, and we're really identifying them as encore entrepreneurs. In other words, they're doing an encore. It's really, in a sense, think of it this way, and I know it's a chapter in my book. It's called Reclaiming the Fire.
Okay.
A lot of times people are burned out. A lot of times, just like Michael Jordan. Think of Michael Jordan. He became so famous, and he was so good, many championships, but he went into golf, correct?
Yeah.
Didn't do well.
No.
He went into baseball.
That wasn't a good idea either.
He came back. But the fact of the matter is, we have a lot of people who are trying things out. And isn't that kind of entrepreneurial in a sense?
Yes.
He did something, tried it. So to me, that's kind of the true definition of entrepreneurship. It's in having some adherence. But the biggest thing is, and we tend to try to shy away from that, is this, and the be willingness to take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
The dilemma is that risk has to be small, and that's where SCORE comes in. That's where the community colleges and programs that involve entrepreneurship is that that jumping across that cliff is less and less, and you know, you've got more of a chance. You're becoming prudent in what you do. Bankers love that as well. They love not just to see a business plan anymore. I know I serve on a couple statewide loan committees. They're looking at truly character as well. So that's that values that's part of the entrepreneurial marketing. The new part of that is really looking at your position statement values. But it's really building a business model and how you're going to pitch that down the road.
Okay.
Oh, John? Mark, your book, I assume it covers a lot of these concepts that they can dig into, because obviously we don't have a lot of time here to do a whole book, but is that really, is it kind of a template for some of these things?
Yes, it's small, it's 83 chapters, 241 pages, but really what it is a lot of the workshops, little concepts, columns that I've written over the years kind of culled together into a book. It's really a sequel from my first book, but it's really the path to today, the journey to tomorrow.
We're talking today with Mark Burwell, author of a new book on entrepreneurship called The Evolutionary Entrepreneur. We've been covering a lot of the new ideas. We'll be back in just a minute after a short break to kind of wrap things up and see where we're at. You are listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back once again to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. My co-host today is John Burns from the SCORE chapter. And we've been talking to Mark Burwell about some of the changes in entrepreneurship and how things are moving. Mark, we talked about your book a little bit. You have a couple of programs coming up very shortly. Could you fill us in on what those are all about?
Yes, I know, Randy, we've been talking a lot about business modeling and design and marketing made lean. Well, we do have the Venture Center does have on January 12th would be Explore the Business. That will give you a little idea on the different types of programs, or just contacting the webpage FVTC Venture Center.
Mm-hmm.
And the business model and design will be the third week of January. Marketing Made Lean was actually every month, and it'll be from Waupaca, Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. Probably have a couple classes up there as well. It's been very successful. Matter of fact, the business model showcase, I was really proud to see some of the businesses and how the program has really taken them to the next steps.
Yeah, what was that website again to check out on the information on this?
Fox Valley Technical College. That's FVTC Venture Center. Just Google that, and they'll get into it'll show all the different programs that are going on.
Okay. And then you also have a program coming up shortly regarding your new book, The Evolutionary Entrepreneur.
Well, I just have a book launch, and I everybody's welcome that's listeners to the here, and that's actually coming up this Thursday. It's a book signing, book launch, and that's just about a mile away from here at the Chandelier Club on Eisenhower Way in the Appleton area. So I encourage everybody to come. I can answer any questions as well on any of the other programs. And there'll be some other in Green Bay and a few other places, too, that I will have that throughout the year and incorporate into some of the workshops as well.
Okay, so that is going to be Thursday, December the 18th. 5:30 to 7:30 at the Chandelier Club here on Eisenhower Road. So something to look forward to, learn a little bit more about Mark's book and some of the things that he's talking about here as far as the new ideas as entrepreneurs. One of the things we always do at this point in time, of course, is to ask our guest for a biz tip. And, Mark, you were talking about some of the things. What would you have as one of the tips for somebody to be aware of starting their business today?
Well, being involved with entrepreneurship for almost 40 years, you know, it's a process. It's a journey. And I think one of the things, just a couple things, is to really have a good positive mindset. Make sure that you learn how to go outside the comfort zone for change. In other words, you have to do that without your life preserver. To have your life preserver, don't swim alone. Reinvent yourself. And more than anything, I think build yourself a really strong enterprise team.
Okay, so no more Lone Ranger. You're now part of a bigger system and try to work with people.
And that enterprise team doesn't mean your employees or management. It does mean outside. It means score counselors.
Right.
It means your mentors.
Right, okay. Be sure that you have the help that you need. Okay, well, we've been talking to Mark Burwell, talking about his book and some of the new things as far as entrepreneurship out there. I want to thank you for being here, Mark. We appreciate it. It's been fun.
Thanks for having me. Again.
Sometimes I wish we had a two-hour show because we have a lot of things we'd love to cover with you. John, also thank you for being here today. We appreciate your being a co-host today.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be here.
Okay, and with all that said, again, I would like to thank you for listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. We are brought to you by Score Fox Cities, and we'll be back again next week with the Biz Talk Radio Show. So once again, thank you very much, and drive safe because that fog looks pretty nasty out there. So again, you've been listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.